Right, we are here at the grand reopening of REG Albert Lea Biodiesel Plant. With me is Dan O.
I'm the President and Chief Operating Officer of Renewable Energy Group.
All right, and Dan, this is something you've been working on here at least for a couple of months. Tell us a little bit about the background of how REG took over this plant here and reopened.
Well, we and Soymore have worked together since 2003, first building the plant, and then we assisted in the operations of it. And then, really throughout the course of this year, we're involved in arranging an investment where Soymore would place their assets into REG and then receive REG stock in exchange. That happened a couple months ago, and since then, the team has come in and got it up and running again.
Now, what does this mean for the community and especially for the farmers in this area?
Well, it's great for the community. We brought back a couple dozen jobs that were really not here because of tough times overall. From a local demand basis, we're a large pull. So think of a gallon of biodiesel in roughly every bushel of soybeans. This is a 30 million gallon biodiesel facility. So that really adds value back to a bean bushel. If it wasn't for biodiesel, bean oil might be where it used to be, which is 17 or 18 cents a pound. Today, you can look at the markets. It's many times that.
Well, that's exciting. And, of course, it's exciting for REG. You are already the largest soybean biodiesel producer in the country, and this makes you even bigger, right?
Well, it does, and we're trying to do that in a prudent way. Today, with Renewable Fuel Standard 2, there's great demand for biodiesel. And biodiesel that's made in a high-quality manner out of proper EPA-certified feedstocks, soybean oil is certainly one of those, and we're delighted to be here. Mm-hmm. We're actually a business that's involved in every aspect of biodiesel except growing feedstocks. So we can build and upgrade. We market throughout the country. So we bring a really integrated, vibrant company to help, and the extra resources that we think we have available strengthen this facility. Aside from value-added agriculture, energy security is just a really big deal, and we're a big part of that every day.
Well, in Minnesota itself has been a leader in the biodiesel industry, haven't they?
Absolutely, and not only from the agricultural side, but also the adoption, use, and distribution of biodiesel. And Minnesota has learned how to use renewable fuels in all environments, and we look to Minnesota to help strengthen and grow the use of biofuels.
All right, thank you very much, Dan, here at the grand reopening of REG Albert Lea in Minnesota, the biodiesel plant up and running again and adding jobs to the economy. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.